Those of you who have listened faithfully should know that Dr. Missoula's dragon, that symbol manifested from his unconscious, came not just from his unconscious, but from another plane of consciousness, which is the same thing, of course. Now that the alchemist's secret laboratory has gone up in a loud kaboom, we may rest easily, for the dragon has certainly gone for good, I think. However, little Frida was in the laboratory when it exploded, and she too seems to be gone for good, for there is no trace of her either. And so, as we look in on the old mansion of Inverness, we see Jack Flanders with a heavy heart and two equally heavy bags filled with nickels and dimes, moving slowly through the walls of Inverness, making his way once again toward that mysterious fourth tower.
As I pass these portraits, gilded frames and tapestries, it all seems so long ago. The Madonna Vampira, gone from Inverness, lying dead upon a cold marble slab in the palace of that strange lotus land. These hollow walls she lived within, her narrow, surreal realm of endless hallways. I guess I really did love her, in a way. Even after Auntie's warning, she still... Oh, it was all so impossible. Foolish of me to fantasize. She would have devoured me, picked her teeth with the pointed parts of my soul. Still, her heart was good. She knew compassion. And yet, there it was, that destructiveness. It ran in her blood. I don't care to think about it anymore. Ah, the mirrored door.
Once again, Jack enters through that long mirrored door. And again, he lunges forward and dives through the oval mirror that waits further down the corridor. He stands at the edge of the abyss, watching the clouds slowly drifting below. And then, tying his two sacks of coins to his belt, he moves across the aluminum extension ladder that bridges across the gulf and into the fourth tower of Inverness.
That music, once again luring me on. Oh, I wonder, will I ever find its source? And for what purpose have I been chosen?
Jack continues up the stone steps that circle higher and higher into the tower. He stops at the first door. He presses his ear against the heavy oak planking.
No, the music comes from higher up.
He moves on up the steps. He comes upon a second door. He stops and listens.
Still, the music comes from higher up.
He continues up the steps, higher and higher as they seem to spiral endlessly upwards. But this time he's certain that somewhere, behind that door that stands before him, lies the secret he so perseveringly pursues.
Twice before I've entered this tower, and each time I've entered a different door and discovered a strange world. And now, what awaits me behind this third door? Clouds drifting by. I don't understand.
But as Jack stands there in that doorway that bridges into nothingness, forms begin to take shape. He sees the faint outline of mountains off in the distance. And then, for the first time, he notices a rope ladder fastened to the bottom of the doorframe. He checks out the knots, concludes that it's safe, and begins the long climb down.
This sure is weird. Hanging on this ridiculous rope contraption. I'm going to be mighty disappointed if it ends in midair.
He continues down, watching the rectangular doorway suspended in space, and becoming smaller and smaller as he descends. Finally, he can see a faint green below him. And as he continues downward, the green begins to shape itself into thick vegetation. Trees begin to protrude from the tangled mass, Long, round branches that look like snakes weave in and out, slithering through thick leaves and vines. Oh, it's a strange jungle that Jack has descended upon.
There's a lot of vines. Looks like I should be able to use the old Tarzan means of transportation. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, this one seems plenty strong. I'll give it a try. Ah, fantastic. I'll try another. Oh, wow, that's some way to travel. Here I go again. So much for that. Boy, this vegetation is sure thick. Phew. Those giant flowers give off enough perfume to knock one senseless. I better get moving. But in which direction? It's a good question. Ah, yes. In that direction.
Jack starts off, following the sound of the music. But as he continues, the music begins to fade.
That's strange. I'm positive I've been going in the right direction. But now I can hardly hear it. Hey, what's this? A path. A very small path, but it's a path, and it's something to follow.
And so Jack continues. The vegetation becomes less dense. Patches of sky and sunlight can be seen through the lacework branches above his head. The path widens into a small gravel road, and he continues. And then he stops suddenly. For there before him, rising out of the steaming jungle, is a city.
Wow.
But not like any city Jack has ever seen. The walls surrounding the city gleam and sparkle in the sun as though the tile were set with precious gems, while the mosaic tile itself appears almost Arabic.
Arabic.
With strange, haunting designs. And above, beyond the walls, the tops of the towers flash like pure gold in the sun. Jack sits down right in the middle of the road.
But this is just like a city out of my childhood dreams.